Hello guys, it's time for Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today's Friday, let's do a 5-Minute Friday for all my mamas out there. Mother's Day is here, it's Mother's Day season. Hopefully you get more than a day, you must get a week or a month of Mother's celebration. For moms like me, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of taking care of everyone else, but what about taking a moment for yourself? In today's busy world, every mom deserves to feel empowered, confident, even sexy, even if it's just for a few minutes. So it's a great time to think about your simple self-care routines, your skincare, your indulgent bath time, your comfy loungewear. So I want you guys to think more about small moments, self-care moments and rituals that make you feel your best. Sometimes all you get in a day is a moment to have a ritual. But that can set the tone for the entire whole day. Whether it's like me, squeezing that lemon juice with a spoonful of turmeric and a sprinkle of pepper, and then I throw in a scoop of my beauty greens. That's my first moment of the day, and I know that I'm doing something that's going to take care of future me. Right there with that action, I'm getting a whole bunch of great ingredients, and I never have time to sit for a big salad, so I love my beauty greens. If you are someone who does not take a moment in the day to do a self-care ritual, I want you to come up with one. If you're a first-time mom, what can you do? First-time moms, it's a whole new world of sleepless nights and adjusting to routines. It's so easy to forget about yourself completely. Like, you survive with deodorant and soap for your face, and maybe lotion when you're lucky. But some things you can do if you get a moment to get away from the newborn baby: come in for a quick baby Botox. If you're stopped nursing, Botox is appropriate. If you're still nursing, we have to wait. I love baby Botox. It gives you that refresh. If you are a new mom, you know that your body has been fully deprived of aesthetic treatments for a whole 9 months. As soon as you're not nursing anymore, come in and do a little baby tox. And if you are still nursing, you can do other things like microneedling, which is wonderful. I love the idea of creating new collagen for you. I love the idea of working on the melasma that developed during pregnancies with light peels. You can also do skin Vive. It's easy, and that's the age group when you're in your mid-30s to 40s, when your skin starts having dehydration. There are so many skin boosters out there. I make my own concoction in the office. It's called our Rosé Facial, and it's a combination of high-dose vitamins, platelet-rich plasma, and non-cross-linked filler that gets micro-needled into the skin surface. And I tell you, it is a drink of golden hydration for your skin. It gives you that glow, and it lasts. Like, regular facials last maybe a week of feeling glowy. This is a full 6 weeks of looking and feeling your best. For my wellness moms out there, it's time for you to do something for your longevity and health. Try an IV. Let this be your month to try IV therapy. You don't know how dehydrated you are until you get your first IV. I kid you not, I think I hydrate pretty well. But literally, when you get an IV, you feel like a wilted flower that perks right up. I love the immune-boosting IVs. I love a Myers drip. I would get one every week if I had the time to sit there. And lately, I've been making time at least once a month to get an IV drip. I really like my NAD drips. I do those once a month. And it gives that burst of rejuvenative energy. It just gets me into a high-performance state. I feel like I run around a lot, and so I like the IV NAD when I'm feeling depleted. I've been traveling too much. I'm a little flu-y. I'm just feeling some exhaustion. And after that, I transition to the oral NAD, which is almost equally as effective. But once you're tanked up, you can stay on the orals. And I like the NAD precursors versus directly NAD. So I'm a huge fan of IV hydration. I encourage every single one of you to try IV glutathione. That is the master antioxidant that is going to stimulate you to get glowy, to improve all of the oxidative reduction reactions happening in your body. Oxidation is the burning of fuel and fire and sugar energy, and all of that creates metabolites that cause reactive oxygen species and aging changes. When we give you the master antioxidant, I tell you, you feel clean and energized and rejuvenated. You even get a skin glow. Glutathione is good for skin whitening, and it works really well for our pigmentation patients. microneedling when you're coming in at the same time. You can do an IV, and as it drip, drip, drips over the course of an hour, you should do microneedling. And think about trying some of the polynucleotides out there. You've heard of salmon sperm. Did you know it's actually a DNA repair treatment? I'm a huge fan because the older you get, the more cellular damage occurs, the more DNA breakdown occurs. And you can't repair or breakdown without building blocks. When we give you a salmon sperm treatment, we're actually needling into the surface of the skin polynucleotides. Those are the CGAT molecules that make up your DNA chain. You remember this from seventh grade biology, right? And so giving those building blocks allows any cell that's in the process of destruction and repair to immediately synthesize those particles into the molecules that are damaged. And that gives you much faster improvements in fine lines, brown spots, pigmentation, redness, scarring. It's just really like a beautiful boost of repair mechanisms. Now, what about CEO moms, aka Superwoman? You are in an age group where generally you need collagen biostimulators and perking up under eye tiredness. And we do this in several different ways. CEO moms are juggling business, family, everything in between. I think even homemaker moms are running a business. Literally, you have to run a tight ship to run a good household. But these demanding roles require you to stay sharp, confident, and on your game. This week, I literally saw two women who mentioned the word ageism, that they were feeling a little ageism at work. And maybe it's self-inflicted, but it's this perception that if they look old, they can't compete. And so it's so important. They obviously looked stunning, and I don't think anyone was really judging their age, but they felt the perception that their performance, interpretation of their performance and energy and vitality as an employee was linked to how they look. And it is to some extent. You got to show up looking your best. You got to wear your cute outfits. You got to put a little touch of makeup. This is kind of what you have to do to bring out that inner confidence in you. And the other thing you got to do is do a little maintenance, because when you maintain, it might be the smallest tweak ever, but it's that psychological benefit you get from knowing that you take care of yourself. Collagen stimulators are ideal for my CEO moms who want to look youthful and firm, and they don't want to look done. They do not want a filler face, which I feel like it is an ageist thing to put too much filler in your face, because number one, it ages you. Number two, it looks like you're trying too hard. Number three, we love filler. Filler itself is not bad. It's bad work. People that don't see the right injectors are getting overfilled. And so you can avoid all those problems with collagen stimulators. It's going to give you a youthful boost. Your collagen depletes every day of the week, and by the time you're age 40, you produce 25% less collagen than you ever did. And after menopause, that number precipitously drops. The collagen production decreases 2 to 5% per year after menopause. And that happens even if you're on hormone replacements. There's just less energy cycling through that factory of collagen production. So you can do treatments like Sculptra and my new favorite treatment, Hyperdilute Radius, to build mid-face strength and support. This gives you skin that's taut, firm, and toned. It does take 60 days to grow collagen. It doesn't happen overnight. But if you invest in the long-term you, you're going to see these kind of results where you have better skin quality, firming and tightening. And I like to place these products along the lateral edges of the face where it pulls and lifts and it reduces sagging tendencies. So it's perfect to keep a confident, polished look. I also love under eye filler. It's a game changer for late night meetings. It targets those of you who have tiredness even after you slept 8 hours and you're sunken and a little hollow or a little dark circle look under the eyes. If you want an immediate refresh, under eye filler is still a very important tool. You might hear that you shouldn't do filler under your eyes, and that is wrong. If you're thinking of eyelid surgery in the next 5 years, and that's a little ways off, you have time, you can do under eye filler. It needs to be done precisely with a great injector. The product needs to be placed under the muscle where it doesn't bulge forward. And we do micro droplet techniques. And I tell you that the results are beautiful in my hands. Patients love it. We also think that you can do polynucleotide treatments where we're microneedling product in the under eye area, and we can do platelet-rich plasma or platelet-rich fibrin, PRP or PRF. These are all ways to rehydrate and improve the under eye appearance. If you're headed to surgery within a year, obviously don't do filler. You need to put that money towards surgery. If you've had a lot of old filler, you can always dissolve filler to go to surgery. But I think if you do small droplets, half a syringe per side, mostly that's the maximum I ever give, you're going to have a really nice, refined, hydrated look. But honestly, it all depends on the injector that you see and the technique that we use. But it's a game changer. I love to take care of under eyes. For my moms who are hardworking and they just want to get a little bit of time off, simple facials. And you deserve some pampering, all of you. Skin treatments like facials are a quick pick-me-up. In our office, we're always doing a next-level treatment. So not only will you get a facial with a lovely hydrating cleanse, you will also get an enzyme treatment to dissolve dull skin trapped on the surface. You'll get a dermaplaning, which will actually make your makeup go in so smoothly. And we also couple our facials with a light glycolic peel or lactic acid peel, because actually skin turnover is the most important thing you can do for your skin to keep it vibrant, glowy, and smooth. So there are lots of simple things you can do to refresh. You have busy, busy schedules as moms. And no matter what kind of mom you are, taking time off for self-care is not a luxury. It's a necessity. I definitely think this is the season of moms taking care of themselves. And be a mom who takes care of another mom. Drag that girl in to try a treatment that she would never do on her own, or she's too scared to try, or you know it's going to help her reinvent herself. I think it's one of the things I've learned most about myself is that I need to reinvent myself every so often. It's like doing a remodel of the house, or like restructuring your living room. I don't know how many of you guys do that, but I do that quite often, where I'll change the decor, mix up the pillows, put out different little trinkets and little, you know, display items. And I love to do a little mini remodel on the regular. And I think that we need that as women. We need to do a little remodel, whether it's a fresh haircut or try a nail color you never tried or try a treatment you never tried. These little remodels help you reinvent who you are at every stage. Otherwise, you can start feeling stale and your own brain starts to treat you with ageism. And we can't have that. No, we cannot. We need to be vital at every age. All right, guys, that's it for now. Happy Mother's Day to my mothers out there. Everyone out there who is celebrating. If you've recently lost a mom or parent, if you don't have a mom or parent in your life, this is a time to bond with someone who's a mother figure to you and take care of each other. Let's take care of ourselves, ladies. And guys, I want to wish you all a happy Mother's Day. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. You can find my amazing skincare there. For moms, I love the anti-aging kit, love the collagen peptides. So many different things you can try for your favorite mom. And don't forget to take care of you. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.